Now let me move along. In verse 14, he says, in order that we be no longer children. You know, we're to have inhibitions. We're not to run around like a bunch of babies crying. You remember, that's what Paul said to the Corinthians. He says, you're carnal. You're babes in Christ. And you're disgrace. In order that we be no longer children, tossed up and down and driven about with every wind of teaching by the sleight of man. And that's the shooting of dice of man. In craft and cunning, tending to the system of error, scheming of deceit. But being followers of truth and love, may grow up into him as to all things who is the head, Christ, from whom all the body, being fitly framed together and put together through every joint of the supply, according to energy of the measure of each individual part, that is, according to the working in the measure of every part, the whole body, making the increase of the body for the building up of itself in love. Now, the purpose of Christ and given to the church men with different gifts is to develop believers from babyhood to full maturation. These men are to be, therefore, pediatricians. Now, I use the expression sometime, I am not an obstetrician. Primarily, I'm a pediatrician. The obstetrician, he brings the baby into the world. Now, I know he has to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning to do all this, and that it's pretty bad, and he spends the night. But from then on, he's through with the little angel, by the way, and he turns him over to the pediatrician. And that's the fellow that has the problem of putting on the dietis and giving the bottle and burping him. And I've been a pediatrician in my ministry, and the obstetrician is sort of second. But that's been my business. And I feel that that's what many of us are called to do. Now, there is a mixing of metaphors here. Will you notice? And he brings out vividly the danger of a believer continuing as a babe. Children are never put in command of a ship at sea. It's like the pilot, you know, of a plane. You wouldn't put a baby up there running it. You wouldn't put my little grandson up there, Hope. He's a smart boy, but he's not that smart. If they were, they'd be tossed up and down in a ship, driven here and there without direction over the vast expanse of sea, and in a plane it'd crash. They'd become discouraged and seasick as they lose their way. Now, this is a frightful picture of the possible fate of a child of God. Now, the figure of speech changes again. These babes are seen in a gambling den where the sharpest take them in with a system of error. And I wouldn't think of sending my grandson up here to Las Vegas to play the slot machine. In fact, when he gets 100 years old, I won't send him there, and I'll tell you that. In contrast, though, the believer is to follow the truth in love. That is to love it, live it, and speak it. Christ is truth, and the believer must sail his little bark of life with Christ as his compass and the magnetic pole toward Christ. All things must point. The body receives not only orders from the head, but spiritual nourishment. And this produces a harmony where each member is functioning in his place as he receives spiritual supplies from the head. The body has an inward dynamic whereby it renews itself. Likewise, the spiritual body is to renew itself in love.